It is 2:22.
It's hard to believe, but it's just about time to start thinking about those holiday gifts. Yep, and there are some great gadgets that may actually fit into your budget.
Kiplinger Personal Finance Editor Janet Bodner joins us. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Hillary. How are you?
I'm good and eager to hear about this because everyone wants to figure out what to get. Let's start with smartphones. Not something most folks think of as being in the budget. Could it be?
Exactly. But we promise you, this is in our December issue of Kiplinger's and also on Kiplinger.com, great electronic gadgets for less than $100, okay? So your choice of smartphones. You can get an Apple iPhone 4 if you're in the market for an iPhone for free with a 2-year AT&T contract. Now, yes, you have to have a contract with this, but if you're in the market for, if you're shopping for somebody who's on your plan, for example, and wants an iPhone 4, you can get one for free if you go this route. If you happen to be an Android fan, we like the Motorola Droid Razr Max 4G. Now, that'll cost you $50 on Amazon with a 2-year Verizon wireless contract, but it's got lots of cool features. It's 4G phone. It's got a great rear camera, 8 megapixel, and get this, it has a battery which delivers up to 21 hours of talk time, guaranteed. Can you believe that? And last but not least, if you're interested in Microsoft, the Nokia Lumia 900 is a phone, again, only $50 with a 2-year AT&T contract, and it uses Microsoft's Windows Phone software. And we think that's pretty, you know, comparable to the iPhone and the Android in both sophistication and simplicity.
Okay, well, if you're going to go down the phone route, what about some accessories?
And now these are cool, too. I think anybody who has an Apple iPhone 5, everybody that I've seen who has one of these phones has got it in a case, a cool case. So we've listed some cases that go for anywhere from $25 to $30. You can get a kind of a snug silicone shell kind of case, or you can get more of a firmer carbon fiber case. But here's something that I like, an Apple wireless keyboard. Now, you know, anybody who has an iPad, you love your iPad, but you can't really do any writing. Hey, I'm a writer, right? You can't do any real writing on it because it doesn't have an honest-to-gosh keyboard. So you can get a keyboard for $69, runs on a couple of AA batteries, and also it powers down when it's idle.
Nice. Very quickly, give us one gift for under $100.
Under $100? Okay. You can get a car charger with a dual USB port so that you can charge two things or power two things, two gadgets at the same time, and it only lists for $30.